Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 30th of April 2024. Today's topic is Miracles Through Prayers. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 12 verses 5 through 10. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. And, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Verse 10. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out, and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Key verse, Acts chapter 12 verse 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety, that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. If you are praying on it, God is working on it. Let us look at prayer this way. Persistence requests always yield extraordinary result and success. Prayers are never said in vain. God may not answer in your own way, but he will definitely answer prayers that are in line with his will for our lives. The early church was in distress because of the persecution from Herod the king at that time. He imprisoned Peter so that he can kill him the way he killed James. But at this time the church rose and called upon God. They were not silent with their problems any longer. They decided to speak to the King of Kings, who has power over every earthly king. God arose and gave them instantaneous miracle while they were still praying. What a mighty God we serve! Arise today and look at your challenges eyeball to eyeball and say, The Egyptian that I see today, I will see no more forever. Prayer for today. Dear Father, I am expecting miracles today. Please let it knock at my door. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Acts chapter 16 verses 25 through 3-1. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.